Petrified, I glanced back. My heart was pounding. Pain filled my eyes as my scar bled onto the hard ground. That's why they're here, after me. Distressed comet, I ran through the woods. My feet were aching. The blue sky was defeated by the black moon as I approached quicksand. Swiftly, I looked into the poison ivy bush and screamed. Dangerously, I stepped over the fast-flowing river and panted. Feeling dizzy, I spotted the cliff and yelled as a demon attempted to smother my leg in spit, ready to eat. It's my time to pass. Sharply, the pain in my leg was unbearable. I grew slow. I stood and glanced down and wondered. Maybe I should jump and plunge into the water, although I might get hypothermia and drowned. However, I maybe should grab my dagger and slit their throat, but I may not have enough time. If they snarl, would I be able to slide onto a ledge and climb into a cave? Except these dracoons could purposely see I'm tricking them and follow me in, and then I'll be trapped. If I swung on something, I could maybe escape. However, there's no vines to climb on. They might be puzzled and I could maybe climb on their backs and run away, but they could bite me. Finally, I made my decision. I think I'm going to slit their throats and defend myself against the beasts. Lost for words, I jumped, plunging into the deep. My fingers were as cold as ice as I tried extremely hard to swim and grip a nearby rock. With force, I ripped my hands free of seaweed and pulled myself up a rock. Trembling, I climbed up the rocky cliff, away from my surroundings and ripped a sharp rock as I hung terrified out of the wall. Staggering, I went for it, held my rock in place, marked my leg so it would bleed, and let them come to me. Death was my only choice.